Hello everyone, my name is Benita.
Hello, my name is Gazale.
And normally there would be two other students with us. One of them is Turner, the other one is Anastasia, but sadly they both can't be here because of health issues.
We are students of Anglistik at the University of Stuttgart in the context of the MA and BA Anglistik Mentoring Program. We explore unknown offerings of the university, and in today's episode we want to know...
Do you plan on going abroad?
No. I'm sorry that it's not much of an answer.
But if you were to go abroad, would you know who to contact?
For what? Like...
Like if you want to go abroad for a semester.
Exactly. Like, I don't know, go to Wales or London or whatever.
Or the US or anything.
Would you know who you could talk to and who could manage
who
that?
Could help you with... getting there, getting where you want to be.
Well, that certainly wasn't the answer we were looking for, so we tried our luck one more time.
Hello, can I ask you your name, please?
Yes, my name is Fatima.
Okay, Fatima, do you know anything about English literature and culture's departure?
To be frank, I don't know the exact location of this institute, and I don't know the exact location because I have no guidance about it.
And do you have a plan on going abroad?
Yes, maybe Canada or America.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go abroad, would you know who to contact?
I think the admission office, we can contact to him or her. They can help us.
Okay, and do you know who is in charge of this departure or this institute?
No, I don't know exactly.
Okay, thank you.
So we met one person who doesn't care about studying abroad and one who doesn't have a clue. It looks like we need to provide some clarity.
This is why today we're going to introduce you to the most important steps at the University of Stuttgart if you decide that you want to study abroad, and to the person in Anglistik who you may approach with any kind of questions. That is the Department of English Literatures and Cultures and Dr. Martin Windisch, who is a lecturer there. He will tell you and us about going abroad and is also unafraid to share some personal stories and give you tips.
I would really like to hear your opinion on the question why going abroad is so very crucial for students.
Yeah, that is a very, very elementary, important question. As mentioned before, the world is all before you. And that really should be a slogan, because I mean it's not only about languages, but it's about really discovering the world. And I mean, paradoxically enough, I don't see that globalization has affected a higher percentage of students going abroad. Quite to the contrary, I mean, maybe for financial reasons, many students are hesitant about organizing studying abroad, and this is a complete mistake. I'm not willing to accept that in any way, because that is such a huge opportunity. And I mean, my strategy as study abroad advisor of our department is now, as with our new cooperation with the North Academy of World Languages in North Carolina, to offer an opportunity which doesn't cost anything except for the flight. I suppose in future that will be a strategy for new partnerships, because studying abroad has become very costly in many countries, not only because of the high rents for your flat and things like that. So I do see that there are a lot of difficulties you have to cope with, but still, isn't it that going abroad as a student is still immensely cheaper than going abroad later on in your professional life? Especially in terms of then you will have to organize it for your whole family and all that. Now, I mean, you are still quite independent and can get things done in ways which depend on individual decisions. I mean, the intake of intercultural experience is so immense if you go abroad, be it as a teaching assistant or an intern or a student. And that should really be the eye-opener for all our students. So my aim as study abroad advisor would really be to see at least 50% of our students go abroad. That would be an aim for the future. Just now I would guess that about 25% of them actually go abroad.
Dr. Windisch, like you already said, you've been senior lecturer for a very long time, which means you have a lot of experience in the field. So could you maybe give some advice to us students?
Yeah, certainly. I've like to put it as my holy trinity of advice for all our students, although I'm not very religious. So my first advice, don't be intimidated by great names or things that seem to be too complex to begin with when you first hear about them in lectures or seminars. I will always remember an interdisciplinary lecture series attended in my very first semester at the University of Frankfurt, in which I stumbled into Hans Blumenberg's philosophy. Concepts like the legitimacy of the modern age, the process of theoretical curiosity or secularization and self-assertion were completely new to me. I took up the challenge, went to my favorite bookshop in Frankfurt, bought Blumenberg's books, and started reading. The concepts mentioned, and there were more to come, like shipwreck with spectator or work on myths, have ever been important for my research and my teaching. My second advice, think internationally. Feel encouraged to apply for going abroad as early as possible. I, for instance, applied for studying in the UK in my second semester and was awarded a scholarship at the German Academic Exchange Service. So you can see, it works. If you need advice on how to apply or where to go or whether to study abroad or work as a teaching assistant or to do an internship, please come and see me as your study abroad advisor. Yeah, and my third advice, be proud of being young. As the great Renaissance poet John Milton put it, the world is all before you. Make the best of all the opportunities offered to you. Don't be disappointed if you aren't successful with your first application. With your second and third, you will be all the more successful. There are millions of options, and I assure you, you will choose the right one. Enjoy being young. Although no longer being young myself, I've always felt very privileged by being kept young by my daughters and by my students. Sharing ideas with younger generations is indeed the most precious gift. Yeah, thanks so much for being around, Anastasia.
Of course.
And it's a great opportunity to speak about myself as senior lecturer in the Department of English Literatures and Cultures, which I've been since 1999. I mean, for you, that...
I don't think I was planned then.
Having been here for so long, I mean, one starts reflecting on what actually the guiding principles for teaching, because for me really teaching is the most important thing. I think that in the relationship between lecturers and students, this is the core element of university. I consider to having two guiding principles for my teaching. In the classroom, knowledge is collective knowledge, augmented collectively on the spot in the process of sharing it as a group. This is the very core function and purpose of a university. So that would be my first principle. And the second is that in the choice of subjects for my seminars, I've always tried to achieve a balance between canonical and cutting-edge topics. When Kazuo Ishiguro published Clara and the Sun in March last year, I didn't hesitate to immediately offer a seminar on his oeuvre last winter semester. Having published on war literature before, it is self-evident for me to teach war and literature in the coming winter semester. Because to deal with war and literature in time of war enhances our awareness of the representational dilemma of depicting the horror of atrocious violence against soldiers and civilians. Today's media coverage of the theater of war will be read in this seminar against the historical background of authors and photographers struggling with the ineffable. Are there words or pictures expressing the pain of a deadly wound? Are there descriptive terms or pictorial modes for a massacre in which thousands die? Can trauma be shown or narrated? Can writing or reading, taking or viewing pictures, function as coping mechanisms? Have literature or photography ever been strong enough as weapons against war? Or have they been used for conveying propaganda messages?
Well, that's something I didn't expect. It was really interesting.
I totally agree. I feel way more confident about going abroad now.
I hope you everyone out there feels the same. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help the other students getting to know the University of Stuttgart better and the Department of English Literatures and Cultures in particular, please spread the word, especially with those who are in need of this information on how to study abroad. We hope this interview answered some of the questions you might have as a first semester student of linguistics at the University of Stuttgart, since we're all in the same boat. It is nice to be able to help each other.
We also want to thank everyone who participated in our podcast, from the students who answered our questions about going abroad to Dr. Windisch, the Akademischer Oberrat at the Department of English Literatures and Cultures, and, of course, many thanks to Mr. Leon Oeding from the university radio station Horatz 88.6, which you should totally check out. Last but not least, a huge thank you goes out to Lisa Rosenberger and Dr. Jessica Bunchu for organizing this podcast and mentoring program and thereby making our university more transparent and accessible for everyone.